Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hallelujah, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, October the 21st of 2020. And I'm your host, as usual, tonight here on the Miracle Man Show. And we're so glad that you've made the decision to tune in to the Miracle Man program tonight and to learn about more from the Word of God, to learn more about the Word of God and the ways of God. And I just thank you for tuning in tonight. We're going to have a great word of the Lord tonight, as I'm going to be teaching some things on America, what it was founded on, and how we have a choice in the election. As people are voting right now. And I know Election Day itself is less than 2 weeks away. At the same time, many people have already voted. Many will vote on Election Day. Many will vote just before Election Day. But tonight, I'm going to deal with our text is going to be from 2 Corinthians. I mean 2 Chronicles 7. And this is basically be like God talking directly to America and to the church. Because the election coming up is extremely important one. It can have consequences for many, 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 many years. That's why it's so important that we get it right this time. Because who knows if we'll have a chance to get it right again. And you might say, well, Miracle Man, you've taught this before, this cycle. Yes, I know, and it's been a couple months ago, but still, the time that we're in right now as a country, it is so extremely important. The things that are at stake. That's why I feel like I am to teach on this again tonight, like I did a couple months ago, because we are in such a crucial time. But I will not politicize the Word of God. So tonight, basically, as it comes to the Word, it's going to be in America night to night, and I'm going to deal with the United States. And so it's going to be a good one. I'll take some time before we go into the Word to talk about why, as Christians, why it's so important that we vote. And So I'll discuss that a little bit. We'll talk about the voting stuff ahead of time, and then the Word of God, we'll get into what part Christians have. To get some of this stuff turned around. Because, after all, America was the only other country other than Israel that was made to be a Christian nation. So, we're going to be dealing with some of this stuff tonight. And felt in my spirit like I was supposed to do this tonight, because who knows how many undecided voters I have tuning in tonight. And maybe you're going to watch the debate tomorrow night. Maybe you're not going to watch the debate. Maybe you could care less about the fact that there's a debate. And you and maybe the only reason you'll watch the debate is to watch the debaters debate the debater. Okay. But so we'll be talking about that tonight. But first, I wanted to encourage you wanted to talk to you a few minutes about tithes and offerings a little bit. And every so often, every few weeks or so, I'll take a few minutes and deal about this tithe and offering thing. No, it's not to be boring. And tonight, what I'm going to deal with as far as the tithes and offerings is this. There are two parts to the tithe. Part one of the tithe is the worship. The second part of the tithe is the monetary portion, where you put the physical tithe in the offering container. That's the other part. The first part, of course, is when you worship God with it. If I go and put my offering in the offering container, but I do not worship God for it, I don't thank God for it, I just go up there and put in my 10%, but I don't worship, have I tithed? No. Likewise, if I go up to the offering bucket, if I go up front, I worship God, yet for whatever reason I don't put my offering in the offering container, have I tithed? No. In order to have properly tithed, you have to do both parts. Or if you're unchurched and maybe you send your tithe in, like to a really good pastor, like maybe Dr. Barclay or something, that's okay for a season, but long term you need to get yourself in a church where you can rub shoulders. And so even in this case, in order to have your tithe count, you can't just worship. You have to also click the tab and give and hit the tab and pay your tithes and offerings that way. Now, what do I do, Miracle Man, if I don't have enough to tie? Well, tie anyway. Let other things take the hit. Don't make God take the hit. Let other things in your life take the hit. Not God. Here's some verses that I can give to you. Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Another good verse. Wealth and riches shall be in my house. Wealth and riches shall be in my house. A couple of other good ones. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. There will be meat in my house. And prove me not, therefore, that I will not pour out a blessing on your behalf. That's what God said. Amen. And then there's that Nehemiah one that comes to my mind. Will a man rob God? Now, obviously, man said, no, God, why would we rob you? You know, you're the Almighty. You're the Almighty. You're the greatest God of all. Why would we ever rob you? And then God tell them, well, you have robbed me in tithes and offerings. And he talks about, and then he tells them, you know, why what they did is so dangerous. And when you rob God of the tithe and offering, you're not helping yourself. You're postponing yourself. Another verse, this one comes from Ecclesiastes. Give a portion unto seven and also to eight. For you do not know the evil of the day coming ahead of you. That what you say, what's that mean? That means however many offerings are taken in a church, that you go to your church, sow in each offering. If there are seven or eight offerings, sow in each one of them. That's what that verse means. And at my church, I don't know that my pastor's taken seven or eight offerings. I know of like four or three or four, but never like seven or eight. Obviously, as we know, you know, that God considers the tithe to be sacred. He does. The tithe was always his. It isn't yours until you get it into the church, to the church. It isn't his unless you take it back out of the bucket. It always was his. And always will be his. It doesn't change based on what you want it to be. Also, a tithe is always one-tenth. And God could have asked for 90. He could have said, he could have done a flip-flop and said, I want the 90, and I will have you go ahead and live on the 10. He could have said it. He could have said that, but he didn't. That to say, listeners, I want you to be able to feel free to go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about our book, The Rivers of Miracles, Mother who God, she could not see, but she knew very well. The book talks about all the different miracles that have happened in my life. And we're believing God for many more miracles to happen in my life, healing miracles and all kinds of other miracles that I believe are going to take place in my life. And I know that God makes all things work together for our good. And we strongly and firmly believe that our God makes all things work together for our good. And we don't just say that here. I firmly and wholeheartedly believe that with all of my heart. Also, if you want to sow into the ministry, you can go to riversshukla@gmail.com. Once again, that's R-Y-V-E-R-S, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A, @gmail.com, and donate financially. And everything you sow will go into the ministry of the Miracle Man Show to cover the costs. And obviously, as you sow seed, I will pray over your seed. Amen. 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 Now, another quick note is as of right now, it looks like I will be leaving a week from today to go to Kentucky to see my brother for a few days. That being said, I will likely not be doing a show on Wednesday, but I will still be doing them on both Monday and Tuesday. A show on Monday and a show on Tuesday. And of course, it'll be awesome, as it always is. And we're just going to keep on the way we always do here, the Miracle Man Show. Amen. Now, I also wanted to let you know that Miracle Man Show is always brought to you by your local McDonald's, where you can go to the local drive-thru of your local McDonald's and grab an any size soft drink with a low price of $1 a piece. Whereas the price is $1 all day, every day. And while you're there, you can grab yourself, if you have the app, you can grab yourself a $1 large fry, a large order of America's favorite fries, I should say. Or, as they say in Europe, they call them chips. And in Europe, believe it or not, what they call potato chips is crisps. Have you heard that too? Yep, you have heard that. That there they call them crisps. Yes. Yes, they call them crisps there. I knew they were called chips. That fries were called chips there for a bunch of years. But I didn't know until like a couple of years ago that they were actually called that what we call chips here is called crisps there. I didn't know that until a couple of years ago. But nonetheless, you can go grab yourself a large order of fries from the app. But you got to have the app. Otherwise, it won't work. Like I said, at your local McDonald's, just a simple joy of a great deal. All right. Let me just check my time. We're going to talk in a little few minutes about the voting. Then we're gonna sing a couple songs. We're going to read the Bible a bit. And then we will go into some sports this evening. And so it's going to be good. So, of course, after today, we have 12 days before Election Day. And so on Tuesday, November 3rd, we have a choice to either turn America, to either send America away that it hasn't truly done before, like, and we've been down a dark path before, but not like what they want. And we have a choice, listeners, on Election Day, to either keep America great and make it even better than what it's been. So it's the choice between keeping America great or fundamentally transforming America to something beyond what you would ever recognize as the America that we've known for so long. This is a choice that we have. If we vote properly, we can have great picks with the Supreme Court that'll make good decisions for a long time. You could see the end of Roe v. Wade. We could see prayer put back in schools. We could see justice coming back to America in a great way. And we could see America be a beacon of justice and beacon of hope for the last bit of time that we have left, as we are in the last days. If we goof it up, though, when we vote the wrong way, Biden refuses to tell us whether or not he'll pack the Supreme Court. He's even said that he wouldn't tell us who his list is because the list of people on it would be so radical. And another thing you have to think about is this. Don't vote, you know, just for a certain person, for the person that you want seated in the president's seat in Washington, in the Oval Office. Your vote for president determines liberty or tyranny. economic growth or prosperity, or a prolonged economic slowdown and possible depression? Possible long-term depression, I should say. Other things. A vote for the right person ensures your Second Amendment. A vote for the wrong person, they would like to cancel your Second Amendment. That, yeah, they would like to fine you a lot of money in order to have your right to bear arms. How about release? Oh, and how about freedom to be able to worship God? One is totally for that. Another wants to totally censor it. Biden said, you know, listeners, that if Biden wins, that what'll happen, listeners, is that he won't be president for very long. They'll make Harris be president because Biden's just shot. So he'll appoint like other people and things. If you vote Trump, even if something were to happen to Trump, we'd still have Mike Pence, and Mike Pence is doing such a great job for America. And he's fighting for us. As is Trump. They love America. Both of them. And I don't want to hear any of this petty stuff of his Twitter. He's an arrogant. Christians aren't supposed to be arrogant. La 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 You know, and different things like that. But look at how our president has fought for us as a country. Look at what he's done for our economy. We should be so grateful that we have Trump in there right now and not someone else. As we're trying to get our country back open. And Trump's making good choices. But don't go based on the person. Go based on the platform. Which one is pro-life? Which one is pro-freedom to worship God wherever and whenever you wish? Without tyranny stepping in and saying, nope. And who's for freedom? You know, who's for the Bible? Who's for America as we've known it? And protecting the Constitution and not suspending it just because we got a damn panic. Excuse me, a pandemic, plandemic. What you laughing at? Thought you were laughing because I said damn panic. damn panic, pandemic, plandemic, whatever you want to call it. To be honest with your listeners, it's all three of them. Well, it's all It's all three of them in one. But anyhow, so what we got to do is you got to get past just the person and look based on the platform. Do your research before you push the lever. And I would recommend if you're at home, maybe you did absentee. Hopefully you did it the right way. If you're doing the absentee, like do it the right way. Like hopefully you've done it before. And I did not recommend doing the mail-in. Like if this is the first time ever not voting in person, then I would recommend you possibly consider doing it in person. And if you're in a vote early state and haven't voted yet, then here's what I would suggest you do. Tomorrow morning, don't go vote tomorrow. The debate, tomorrow night. Hear what both candidates have to say. And then make your choice after the debate. Because that's when you'll know the most where they both stand on the issues. And helps to be informed. And I knew who I was going to vote for months and months and months ago, but as I've watched the debate and other things, it's just solidified my position even more. And it's shown why. If we make the right choice, we can get some things in our country moving in the right direction by giving those on the left a thundering defeat. And people may say, well, what about polls? Oh, yeah, the polls, those things, polls go up, polls go down. I've seen some good things on some of these polls. But we should all go out there and vote like we're down. We should all go in there and vote as if we're down in all the states. And just give them a thundering defeat. And so, yeah, we want to give the left a thundering defeat, you know, and as we choose to make America great again, you know. And so, it's not just about a person. I'm voting for, like, if someone says, like, you know, what are you voting for? I'd be like, here was what I would want you to say. I'm voting for my constitutional rights as an American citizen. I'm voting for life. I am voting for my freedom to worship God wherever I please. I'm voting for, you know, for the Judeo-Christian values that America was founded on. And ultimately, what you got to do is vote for those people who best represent your biblical values. And not just for your president, your senator, your House seat, your congressional House seat, which all of the House seats are up for election every 2 years. And we know that. and we got to send Nervous Nancy packing. And her ice cream. The only thing I care to see at Miss Nancy's is her ice cream. That's it. That's it. She can send me her ice cream, but that's it. Okay. Off. I'm done with the names. But ultimately, it's up to us to decide. And then you got to vote the same way. You know, you got to vote the legal even for your state. You know, House and Senate seats, whatever's up for election there. In a couple of states, they'll be voting for a governor. And then what about your mayors in your cities? What about that? What about your township executives? And you should know everyone who represents you. If you don't know, you need to find out. And vote Christian. Vote Bible on all of these. So we're going to sing a couple of songs. And then we're going to go into the Word of God. So we're going to sing again. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I set my sight above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory does prevail. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I set my sight only on him, and these things on earth will grow strangely dim. For my ways are not your ways, says the Lord of hosts. But you draw near to me, and I'm drawing near to me, and your thoughts will become my thoughts. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I set my sight above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory does prevail. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I set my sight only on him, and these things on earth, they will grow strangely dim. In all my ways, I will acknowledge him. His thoughts and purpose I will pursue. And as I pursue, and in my ways I acknowledge him, and God will always see me through, Lord. I will move up higher. My ways, I will move up higher. Your thoughts I will pursue. I set my sight above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory does prevail. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I set my sight only on him, and these things on earth, they will grow strangely dim. I will move up higher. Oh, Lord, I will move up higher. I set my sight above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory does prevail. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I set my sight only on him, and these things on earth will grow strangely dim. And these things on earth, they will grow strangely dim. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing but your presence. Nothing but your glory. Nothing but your perfect will be done in me. I want to feel your heartbeat. Be consumed with your desire. Set ablaze, oh my God, with your holy fire. All I want is you. All I want is you. All I want is you. I won't let anything else in. All I want is you, Lord. All I want is you. All I want is you. All I want is you. I won't let thing else in. All I want is you. Nothing but your presence. Nothing but your glory. Nothing but your perfect will be done in me. I want to feel your heartbeat. Be consumed with your desire. Set ablaze, oh my God, with your holy fire. Nothing but your presence. Nothing but your glory. Nothing but your perfect will be done in me. I want to feel. I want to feel your heartbeat. Consumed with your desire. Consumed with your desire. Set ablaze. Oh my God, with your holy fire. All I want is you. All I want is you. I won't let anything else in. All I want is you, Lord. All I want is you. All I want is you. I won't let anything else in. All I want is you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you tonight. We honor you tonight, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time in your presence. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are in us, that you're working on the inside of us. You're strengthening us. You are just blessing us, and you're just helping us, Father God. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you meet us where we are. And I just thank you, Lord God, for this time in your word. Thank you, Lord God, that as we teach tonight on this country, that you have made us America to be, as you have called America to be, a great Christian nation. And I thank you that we would get back to the nation that you called us to be. And I make my confession over this. And I thank you, Lord God, that everything that everybody has need of, that every need would be met tonight. Whatever the needs are. And that you just meet all every need represented in these listeners tonight. And now I make my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. And most important of all, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Say this with me, listeners. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In Jesus' name. Go with me, please, to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 6, verse 18. Amen. And as I said, we're going to be talking about God wants to heal our land, is what I'm calling this message tonight. Verse 18 of 2 Chronicles 6. But will God really dwell on earth with me? The heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain you. How much less this temple that I have built. Yet give attention to your servant's prayer and his plea for mercy, O Lord my God. Hear the cry and the prayer that your servant is praying in your presence. May your eyes be open toward this temple and night, this place with which you said you would put your name there. May you hear the prayer of the servant, the prayer that your servant prays toward this place. Hear the supplications of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. Hear from heaven, your dwelling place. And when you hear, forgive. When a man wrongs his neighbor and is required to take an oath, and he comes and he swears the oath before your altar in this temple, then hear from heaven and act. Judge between your servants, repaying the guilty by bringing down on his own head what he has done. Declare the innocent not guilty, and so establish it is innocent. Verse 24. When your people Israel have been defeated by an enemy because they sinned against the Lord, and when they turn back and they confess your name, praying and making supplication before you in this temple, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel and bring them back to the land that you gave to them and their fathers. When the heavens are cut up and there is no rain because your people have sinned against you, and when they pray toward this place and they confess your name and they turn from their sin because you have afflicted them, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your servants, your people Israel. Teach them the right way to live, and send rain on the land that you gave your people for an inheritance. When famine or plague comes to the land, or when blight, or when mildew, locusts, or grasshoppers, or when enemies besiege them in any of their cities, whatever disaster or disease may come, and when a prayer or plea is made by any of your people, Israel, or we could say in this case, America, each one aware of his afflictions and pains and spreading of his hand toward this temple, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place. Forgive and deal with each man according to all he does, since you know his heart, and for you alone know the hearts of men, so that they will hear you and they will walk in your ways all the time that they live in the land that you gave our fathers. As for the foreigner who does not belong to your people, Israel, but has come from a distant land because of your great name and your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, when he comes and prays towards this temple, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and do whatever the foreigner asks of you, so that all of the peoples of the earth may know your names and may fear you, as do your own people, Israel. Let me know that the house that I have built bears your name. When your people go to war against their enemies, wherever you send them, and when they pray to you toward the city you have chosen and the temple, I have built for your name. I mean, reason. Then hear from heaven their prayer and their plea, and uphold their cause. When they sin against you, for there is no one who does not sin, and you become angry with them, and you give them over to the enemy, who takes them captive to a land far away or near. And if they have a change of heart in the land where they are held captive, and they repent and plead with you in the land of their captivity, and they say, we have sinned. We have done wrong. We have acted wickedly. And if they turn back to you with all their heart and soul in the land of their captivity, where they were taken, and they pray toward the land that you gave their fathers, towards the city that you have chosen, and towards the temple that I have built for you, for your name, then from heaven, your dwelling place, hear their prayer and their pleas, and uphold their cause. And forgive your people who have sinned against you. Now, my God, may your eyes be open and your ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. Now arise, O Lord God, and come to your resting place and the ark of your might. May your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation. May your saints rejoice in your goodness, O Lord God. Do not reject your anointed one. Remember the great love promised to David, your servant. Verse 1 of chapter 7. When Solomon finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple, and the priests could not enter the temple of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled it. When all the Israelites saw the fire coming down and the glory of the Lord above the temple, they knelt on the pavement with their faces to the ground, and they worshiped and they gave thanks to the Lord, saying, he is good, his love endures forever. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. King Solomon offered a sacrifice, 22,000 head of cattle, and 120,000 sheep and goats. So the king and all the people dedicated the temple of God. And the priests took their portions, as did the Levites and the Lord's musical instruments, which King David had made for praising the Lord, and which were used when he gave thanks, saying, his love endures forever. Opposite the Levites, the priests blew their trumpets, and all the Israelites were standing. And Solomon consecrated the middle part. Solomon consecrated the middle part of the courtyard in front of the temple of the Lord. And there he offered burnt offerings, the fat and the fellowship offerings, because the bronze altar he had made could not hold the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the fat portions. So Solomon observed the festival at that time for 7 days, and all Israel with him. A vast assembly people from Libo, Hamas, to the Wadi of Egypt. On the eighth day, they held an assembly, for they had celebrated the dedication of the altar for 7 days and the festival for 7 days more. On the 23rd day of the seventh month, he sent the people to their homes, joyful and glad in heart for the good things the Lord had done for David and Solomon and his people Israel. Verse 11, this is where God appears to Solomon. Now when Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord in the royal palace, and he had succeeded in carrying out all that he had in mind to do in the temple of the Lord and in his own palace, the Lord appeared to him at night, and he said, I have heard your prayer, and I have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifices. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or I command locusts to devour the land, or I send a plague among my people, pay attention now. Verse 14, if my people, whom are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears will be attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. As for you, if you walk before me as David your father did, and you do all that I command, and you observe my decrees and laws, I will establish your royal throne as I covenanted with David your father when I said, you shall never fail to have a man to rule over Israel. But if you turn and forsake the decrees, the commands that I've given you, not to serve other gods, hey, and worship them, then I will support Israel from my land, which I have given them, and will reject this temple that I have consecrated in my name, and I will make it, an object of ridicule among all peoples. And though this temple is now imposing, all who pass by will be appalled and will say, why has the Lord done such a thing to this land and to this temple? People will answer, because they forsook the Lord, the God of their fathers, who brought them up out of Egypt, and they embraced other gods, worshiping and serving them, which is why he brought all this disaster on them. Let's talk about this. So for those of us who live in America, now we have listeners that listen that are from many different countries. And for those of you who may wonder, you know, the things that we've been dealing with in America, race, you know, recently over the last few years. And then this year with the plague, some of you may wonder, is the virus, is Corona, is COVID-19 judgment by God against America? Let's look at it this way. So Sodom and Gomorrah. In the book of Genesis, you have Abraham with Sodom and Gomorrah. And he communes with God. And he continues to sit there and ask God questions like this. Lord, if there are 50 people, if there are 50 righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah, will you destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? God said, no, I will not destroy it for the sake of 50. What about 45? Nope. God said, no. Then he said, what if there's 40? I won't destroy it. God said, 35, 30. I won't destroy it for the sake of 20. God said, I won't destroy it for the sake of 10. There were not even 10 righteous people there. It got destroyed. My God. As the people were living in their pleasure. And they were not good people. They were sinners. And so you may wonder, was the virus sent here by God to America to try to kill it? No. I don't believe so. I believe we were attacked by the enemy. This came from China. Not going to get into the ins and outs of the virus and all that kind of stuff. But and so now back to America. America was the only other country that was birthed to be a Christian nation. The founding fathers meant for us to be a Christian nation. They did. Washington, Adams, Madison, Jefferson, yeah, meant for us to be a Christian nation. And even in the Constitution, talks about God, the Almighty God. In one of the states to the south of us here, Ohio. You want to know what the state motto of the state of Ohio is? With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. But, so, and people, in the day of Solomon, you know, they were outside of their temple. After the temple was built, they sat down out in front of their temple on the pavement, faces down to the ground, and they were repenting to God, for they had sinned. And then those passages that I read, God even admits there's not one person without sin. And he hears Solomon's plea. And God heard the pleas of the people. And the people stayed there. And they prayed and they believed God. and they ask God to help them. I pray that's where the Americans are right now. And we live in a land right now here in the United States that needs a healing. We have severe division right now. Some people can't tell left from right, up from down. Some people probably can't tell dry from wet anymore. Maybe spend too much time watching the fake news. But the people of America need to seriously be praying to God. Our altar should be full in our churches of people admitting, I need help, Lord. Our country needs help. What do we do? Help us, Lord God. And they bow down before him and pray, humble themselves, and say, I can't do this on my own. I fail. But you can help me, Lord God. And I seek your face, God. And pray that you would hear from heaven. Forgive me. Heal this land, Lord God. America needs help. When we've murdered over 60 million babies, so in America, they plaster all over the news, 220,000 people died of corona. But you want to know what the media won't say? 800,000 people died of abortions in this country this year. More than triple the amount of what died of corona. Where's the shutdowns over abortion? Where was the stay-at-home order over the abortion? Where was the shelter in place? And this thing and that thing and all this? And America get itself before God. The Church of America does. America needs to do more than just vote. If they seek God, if we as America seek God in the next week and a half, we can really change some things. At my church this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, I'd rather see that thing full of people repenting. People getting right with God. People deciding, we need help. This country needs help. We as your people need help. We need you to show us, God. And we need your help. Because without you, we're in serious trouble. And then here's what God said. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. That's why if the people of God do their part, if they go out there and vote, and get the rest of their stuff right with God. Here's the thing, listeners. It's not okay to be a Christian and vote for someone who is completely and utterly for abortion. That's not okay with God, listeners. That's not okay with God. I wasn't going to say that, but I just felt in my spirit.
Okay.
Deal with that. It's really important, listeners, that you really focus on God. And we got to make sure that we pray over this country, that people make the right choices, because a lot of this corruption is going to be dealt with, but the Christians of America have to do their part and vote. We need to go and vote like we did 4 years ago. In 2016, over 90% of registered evangelical voters went out and cast a ballot. 2018, only like 26% of that same group voted. Imagine if we got even more of them, of the registered voters, to go vote. Just imagine. And so, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you that we would get this word in our spirit and that we would humble ourselves before you, humble ourselves as a nation, and we would get right with you and we would seek your face, turn from our wickedness, as this is a nation birthed for you, Jesus. And I thank you that we would get our priorities figured back out, and that we, on election day, Lord God, that we would win in America again. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. 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 Now, for sports, I got 8 to 9 minutes left to still do our picks. So, we will start with that. First of all, I have a Midland-Dow game to pick. You have Midland versus Dow. You have Midland ranked very high in Division II. Midland with a record of 5-0, taking on a Dow High team, which is 4-1. Dow coming off a rather large defeat to Mount Pleasant, as Mount Pleasant beat them 21-0. When I look at this game, this will be a little bit easier of a pick than what it's been the last couple of years. When I look at this Midland-Dow game, I looked and I made my determination that this time my prediction is comic books, 26, Dow Jones Industrial Average, 12. So Midland will finish the regular season undefeated. Dow will finish 4-2. Michigan, Minnesota on Saturday. a couple of players from Minnesota are out due to the virus. And when I look at this prediction, my prediction is winning again, 27. Minnesota's 17. Michigan State versus Indiana. Izzo State, 28, Indiana Jones, 16. NFL, Lions, Falcons, Sunday in Atlanta. Um, even though Atlanta did beat Minnesota on Sunday, my prediction is that Detroit will throw Atlanta off a bit. And Detroit did finish a nice game on Sunday. So my prediction is Roaring Lions 29. Little Falcons 20. Sunday Night Football. You have the Raiders versus the Buccaneers, which will be a good test for Brady. Brady continues to get more confident as a quarterback playing with the Bucs. Raiders, though, don't want to get too complacent as they continue to roll. My prediction, feeling like $1 million, 28, overrated, 19. Last but not least, Patriots 49ers in San Francisco on Sunday, 4:25. And 49ers aren't quite like they were last year, but they're still doing pretty good. Patriots, they've been up and down. When I look at this game and kind of be like, well, Patriots, they're doing okay, but I think I'm going to have to give this one to the 49ers. So my prediction, 17, red, white, and blue, 12. The 49ers will win 17-12 over the 49ers. I mean, the 49ers will win 17-12 over the Patriots. Once again, my picks. At the high school level, Midland will beat Dow. Yeah, Midland will beat Dow 28-12. Michigan will beat Minnesota. Michigan State will beat Indiana. The Lions will beat the Falcons. Tampa Bay will beat the Raiders. And San Francisco will beat the Patriots. And this is my first full fleet of picking 6 games. And we will see on Monday night how I did this weekend. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come near us or our immediate dwellings. For you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease, no corona, none of this evil stuff will come near us or our immediate loved ones, and we'll live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Sure love you, listeners. All right, go in God. Until Monday night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.